lines are always open at 800-387-8025. And stay connected with the program at RudyMaxa.com. Welcome back to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
It's segment three, everyone. Welcome back to our show on this third weekend of November. Robert Mary with you as we share more of Mazatlan, Mexico with you. And this segment of your RM World Travel Connection is sponsored by LifeLock.
When it comes to identity theft, you have a choice. You can rely on monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, or you can take your blinders off and get LifeLock to see more. They use proprietary technology to detect a wide range of identity threats, and if you ever have a problem, a LifeLock specialist will work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com, use promo code Rudy to save 10%, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, in the heart of Mazatlan's historic district is the classic Angela Peralta Theater, an impressive venue where the shows never stop. It dates back over 140 years and remains the anchor of the cultural world in this city. Here's Robert's interview with Mazatlan's cultural director, Raul Rico.
Raul, nice to meet you. Thanks for your time today.
Nice to meet you, too.
Appreciate that. So I want to start off by saying, right next to the Angela Peralta Theater here in the Central Historic District, I mean, you have a school that I love that it was a former hotel that has been converted now into an arts and music school. I mean, what an opportunity for those students to have access to this place. I mean, that's terrific. I'm sure very popular.
It is. We have like 1,300 students there on bachelor level, but we have many in the initial, in the first grades, studying arts. Music, dance, ballet.
I've been walking by hearing such drama. Wonderful music coming out of there. I see artists drawing. It really is. It adds to the culture, and the students are learning a part. And to be adjacent to the building is terrific. So for folks in our audience who don't know much about Mazatlan, give us a brief overview of the Angela Peralta Theater and the range of events and performances that are available here for visitors.
Well, the Angela Peralta Theater was built in late 19th century. 1878,
right.
And Mazatlan those days was like 30,000 people living, which is a small population. But anyway, it had a theater like the Angela Peralta, and a symphony orchestra, and a ballet company, and arts were very, very much alive those days.
Sure.
Because the founders of Mazatlan came from, mainly from Europe,
right.
From Germany, from England, from
French.
The U.S. too.
And the U.S. as well, right?
Yes, because the mining activity in the area. But, they emigrated later in the Second World War. But they left a legacy of
well, I
arts.
Think that's alive and well. And I think what I love about the theater is it's kind of emblematic of the rebirth of the whole historic district.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really is. So I want to ask you, Raul, there's a lot of culture here, as we've just talked about, that's come. Very much you feel the European influence. Would you say that Mazatlan is Mexico's, maybe their top West Coast city for culture?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, so tell us why.
If you analyze the Pacific, the ports of the Pacific, the cities, from Punta del Fuego to Mazatlan, going from south to north, there is no city with the activity we have. And I think that's the legacy of the founders of this town.
I mean, it's a cultural draw. I mean, but so expand upon that with the legacy. I mean, it's alive and well today, and that school is certainly helping to teach
of
that.
Of course, absolutely. I think it's our secret to have a school next to the theater.
Yeah.
But we have, for example, a beautiful opera company. We are presenting Carmen plus three more operas this semester. We have a professional ballet company
sure.
and the school. We have a very well-known contemporary dance company, which tours all over the world.
I've seen them practicing, and they're very good.
Yes, they are very good. It's Delphos. They tour all over the world. And, we have several orchestras and a professional orchestra, too. And they perform all year.
Yeah, Mary and I, our two sons, both play instruments. Classical music is a big thing in our house. I have to tell you, they're not with me on this trip, but if they were, they both would want to be there performing at the theater. Very interesting. I'd like to know, you know, we've got about a minute left or so. You know, what are your favorite cultural events that occur here in Mazatlan?
Well, it's absolutely diversified. I love the opera, of course.
Sure. Who doesn't love opera?
Who doesn't love
right.
But we have some students that are performing all over the world, with Plácido Domingo, in the Philadelphia Opera Company, in Salzburg, in England. They are being very successful. So our productions here have that level.
I think that's true from what I've seen. And an awful lot, the list of activities, is there, I don't think there's a day or night that there's not something going on here. That surprised me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really did.
It's almost every day.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, I'm going to say muchas gracias, Raul.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much for your time today.
No, my pleasure.
Well, Robert, clearly the history, the culture, the theater, their European influences are all alive and well today in Mazatlan.
Oh, they are. There's no question. And, you know, I would say this, even with all the excellent beaches and the water activities that are there, the food scene, I mean, a number of things that they've got their baseball team there. I enjoyed some time there, golfing, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. A trip there for a culture alone in the arts, it probably is worth it just for that.
Yeah, I'd love to see the opera in that theater. We have a photo of that theater.
Classic theater, really
yeah.
is.
It's up on our Instagram and Facebook pages. Beautiful. All right, we're going to take a quick break and reconnect with Rudy out in Chicago before Robert and I are back in about 10 minutes to share one more special experience of Mazatlan with you. The show returns after these messages.
Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.